KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings to each and every one of you, for truly God is great, and He's so greatly to be praised. I thank you for tuning in on this morning. Come on, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you for this is your day that you have made. And yes, God, we will rejoice and be glad in it. Despite of what we're going through, despite of how we feel in our bodies, despite of what is around us, we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. God, we thank you for waking us up this morning, keeping us enclosed in our right mind. Father God, we thank you for life, health, and strength. God, we thank you for doing what no one else can do but you. God, we thank you for a new determination. God, we thank you, oh God, for protecting us from danger seen and from dangers unseen. Lord, if I had 10,000 tongues, that still wouldn't be enough to say thank you. You are our Alpha. You are our Omega. You're the beginning and you are our end. And for that, we say thank you. And Father God, we will be careful to give you all the glory, all the honor, which is due your precious name. Amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles on this morning, could you turn up to the book of Hosea, chapter 10 and the 12th verse. That's Hosea 10 and 12. And I will be reading from the New International Version. And it says, sow righteousness for yourselves. Reap the fruit of unfailing love. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. The topic on today is connections. But first of all, I want you to understand, we talk about reaping and sowing. But what you don't understand, once that you reap, whatever you reap into anyone's soil or whatever you do, you are making a connection. That reap is making a connection to whatever you are sowing into. It is making a connection. So we are looking at Hosea 10 and 12. And it encourages repentance, seeking God by urging people to sow for yourselves righteousness, reap steadfast love, break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord. It is time to have a covenant connection with the Lord, that he may come and rain righteousness up on you. This verse uses agricultural imaginary to illustrate spiritual truths about the consequences of actions and the importance of a relationship with God. So here's a breakdown of this verse. Sow yourselves righteousness and you will reap steadfast love. Sowing and reaping. We usually, when people talk about that, they be talking about monetary, but it goes beyond monetary. Sow your time. Sow whatever you can. If you sow sparingly, you will reap sparingly. So by choosing to live righteously, people can experience God's faithful love and blessings. Once again, we talk about connecting. It is very important to connect to the people that God has ordained in your life. It is very important to connect to the ministries that God will tell you to sow into. Because remember, once you sow, that is a connection with that ministry or a connection with that person. Okay, to break up your fallow ground. Fallow ground refers to uncultivated land that is hard and unproductive. This part of the verse calls for people to address areas of their lives that are hardened, neglected, and resistant to God's work. It suggests examining those areas and preparing them for God's influence. A sower, you can sow the word of God. Once a person sow a word into your spirit, that word is there to help you spiritually. It is there to break up fallow ground. It is there to do a work within you. That's why you got to be careful who you allow to sow spiritual words into your life. Because everybody is not speaking a word of God. For it is time to seek the Lord, people of God. This emphasizes seeking God's presence and guidance. And it also implies now is the opportune moment to turn to God and pursue a covenant relationship with him. Okay, the next phrase is that he may come and rain righteousness upon you. This refers to God's desire to bless his people with his righteousness and favor. It suggests that when people seek God and prepare their hearts, he will respond with blessings and favor. So, in essence, Hosea 10 and 12 calls for repentance. It's called for action and a renewed focus on God, promising that when people prepare their hearts and lives, God will shower them with his love and righteousness. Mm-hmm. So in your relationships, what you sow into, you're going to reap. If you sow into worry, connections, people who are always upset and anxious and just can't be still, guess what's going to happen? You will reap worry. If you sow into compromise connections, listen to me well because we are talking about connections. People who will always talk down, never have nothing encouraging to say. People who pull you down and they causing you to give in to temptation. Guess what? You will reap compromise. You will reap compromise because you know that's wrong. But in order for you not to hurt their feelings, you rather not hurt their feelings or tell them what's right. Guess what you will do? You will go along with them and know you have just connected to a wrongdoing. Come on here. Somebody better get this. If you sow into critical connections, people who always find fault and complain about how bad life is, guess what? You will reap a negative, limited, discouraging life. I don't know about you. I don't want to go in the same cycle day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year. God is a God of change. If you want to change, you can. You don't have to stay in the same place. I've seen people like that have not grown none. They are still on milk, refuse to get on meat so they could grow. Because it takes spiritual growth to get you where you need to be on this spiritual walk. Spiritual growth requires total submission. Mm-hmm. Oh, somebody better get this. So in order for you to spiritually grow, you got to submit everything to God. Ah, the Holy Spirit just took me another way. So, but when you sow into favor connections, listen to the Holy Ghost well, into people who are blessed, joyful, people who are where you dream of going, you're going to reap favor, increase, and new levels. That's why your connections matter. I want to connect to a person who is at the place where I am trying to get. because they can sow into my life and tell me how they got to that place. Come on here, somebody. I don't need nobody that hasn't gotten there where I'm trying to get, because really, what can you tell me? Because you're not even trying to get to where I'm trying to get. Or you have a whole different avenue. We are not on the same page. That's why connections matter. It don't take nothing from you to learn from someone else. I always say a teacher wants their student to excel further than them. They want them to gain more knowledge, to do more exploits than them. They want them to be greater than them. So we all have our friends and people that we associate with. We have people who we are helping and we are mentoring. I know I do. And that's good. But we should have a few people who are far beyond where we are, who inspires us. People who we sow time, energy, resources, and honor into learning from. I know I talk about my pastor all the time, but my pastor is a man of God who teaches the word, and he breaks that word down so simple, even a baby can understand it. But he also teaches us how to apply the word to our life. Not only our life, but to our situations. I truly admire him because I'm trying to get to places in my life, and by him sowing into me, that is helping me get to the place I need to be. So I don't take his teachings for granted. And if you have a pastor, leader, a mentor, who takes their time to sow into you, you should be grateful. You should be honored. You should thank God daily for your leader. So, as you connect to them, God is going to use them to take you further than you can ever imagine. People of God, there are going to be new doors, new gifts, new talents, new levels are going to open for you. So your connections matter. Whatever you sow into anybody, any situation, any ministry, remember you are connected to that person, to that ministry. That's why you got to hear God on where to sow and in whom to sow into. Let us pray. Father, thank you for the favorite connections whom you've brought into our lives to honor and to respect. Father God, help us to recognize who they are if we don't know who they are, but to sow into them. Help us to learn from them, God, and partner with them in the precious name of Jesus. Father God, we believe that you will use them to sharpen us and make us better. These things we ask in our darling son Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, I thank you for tuning in. And if you need to contact me, my number is 318-206-8953. Drop me a line at P.O. Box 3514. Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. Check out my website, too, patriciajwilliams.com. Remember, when you're down to nothing, that our God is up to something. And always know, I love you. Yes, I do. And God does, too. Be blessed.
You've been listening to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, the address is P.O. Box 3514, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. The phone number is 225-268-8161.